Roger, you must be on handheld today, Bill.
Come out here and I bring the big man back out here with him, and there's nobody on there. And then I got a Dodge dog, so they run by with the big man pack, which is where the key is. So there's a bunch of traffic. I bring the man pack out, but starting off, I always go with a handheld.
I'm out here today. Just getting back to the house.
Been out and about.
I went up and seen about that teaching job I was looking at taking. Went up and spoke with them this morning.
On what level?
Troubled youth automotive.
Isn't that would be his own reward if you do that?
I don't know. I've never done that before. I've done teaching in the shop environment, never teaching in the classroom like that. But always a learning curve. So we'll see how it goes.
You have a lot of trouble with it. You have a fairly easygoing manner. You seem to be able to talk to just about anybody. It might be a little challenging with some trouble to you, but you could probably reach it.
Working in a shop environment, you deal with lots of troubles at all ages, so it's just part of it.
How far, I mean, is that like pretty close to where you live?
Probably 10 minutes up the road. It'd be one of the closest jobs I've ever had in my life.
Actually,
for the National Forest Service, they have a what they call the Job Corps up here inside the Pisgah National Forest, and it would be working for them. So it'd be basically part of the Forest Service.
Does it pay okay?
Level government job, so it pays okay, but nothing to write home about. Federal.
Go get that thing, though. I mean, have you already got it?
100% yet, but I'm in the higher end of the runnings for it.
5 days a week?
5 days a week. It's 40 hours a week. I don't think they want any overtime or anything like that. So, but it's not great pay, but it is pretty good benefits.
Take them to see that. Mark Hamill Classic Corvette Summer. That custom car that he did after Star Wars. And that's a school level build there.
I have to go back and remind myself on that one. I can't remember it right off the top of my head, but I do remember the Corvette.
Win any awards because as a movie. It revealed that Mark Hamill's only good when he's surrounded by people. But, you know, it was a school-level thing. Or, you know, hey, even Grease, they built a hot rod in the auto tech class.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to figure out how to get something in there for them to work on because you can't work on any personal vehicles for anybody. So, I don't know exactly where they're expecting to get vehicles to work on from. So, I have to talk to them about that and see what's going on there.
Some insurance company or something that has totaled the car out to donate one to
it. Figure out something. So, I don't know. I've got lots of connections to where I could possibly make something work if the government will allow it.
Been fascinated by auto mechanics. When I saw this, I watched this movie on Apple Plus called One of One, where in Japan they have a one car garage and they only work on foreign cars, and they bought a Ferrari 250 GM or DM or something like that. For $6,000 and that was $32 million or something like that. it's fascinating to watch these guys take foreign cars to them and these and make them showroom news.
Amazing the talent that is out there to do that kind of stuff. My specialty is diesel, like Ford and GM diesel level there. That's where my specialty's at.
To buy a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van with a diesel engine in it, because I've always heard that's a million-mile engine. I don't know that much about diesel.
Little vehicles, if you take care of them properly, that's the key to any of that stuff is maintenance and proper care. Everybody's like, oh, I do my oil changes. That's not all the maintenance there is.
I have a Ford Explorer, and I take my Ford Explorer to the Ford dealership. And when I do have the oil change, I have everything else checked, everything else rotated while I'm doing it. Just pay that extra. Bright-eyed push it there.
Yeah, they do. Ford really pushes that service on there, and if you do it and find a good dealership, they'll take good care of you.
Fairway Ford and the service manager is a listener, so he takes very good care of me, so I think it's Fairway Ford here.
There's some good guys working in there. I know a few of them. I know a couple of the mechanics in there. They've moved out of my area down there. Mechanics move around. That's why they would put wheels on toolboxes.
About that part.
You always remind the dealership or the place you're working, that's why that toolbox has wheels on it. You can leave.
Keeping a gun safe, I use a Yukon toolbox that I think I got at Home Depot. Not because it's a great toolbox or anything, but I did manage to get that upstairs into the studio. And if somebody can, when I lock it up, if somebody can get that down the stairs without killing themselves, they probably deserve to have it.
For HKX, you're just going to stand back and watch anyway, right? Let what happens.
Big enough to pick that thing up, spin it around, and slide it down the stairs. Very likely I'm going to just stand back and watch it. They must want it bad. They can do it. They probably have some blurry photographs of them taking out the wild. They're probably like a Sasquatch or something.
Well, Bill, I'm going to have to jump off here. I got to get in the house and get a few things done today. But good to talk to you. And I hope you have a good day, and I'll be listening on the show this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Q4 Yankee Charlie India is clear.